Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Virtually every religious group which identifies itself as Christian lays some stress on the Lord's Supper. Although there are major differences in the denominational world over the nature of the Lord's Supper, over the frequency of Christians participating in the supper, over whether the bread becomes the literal body of Christ and the fruit of the vine His blood, and over who should be allowed to eat the supper, it is generally agreed that sometimes in a Christian's life he should partake of this memorial feast. One young preacher some 40 years ago asserted that if a person takes the Lord's Supper one time in his or her life, that person has met the scriptural requirements. Will you please think of that observation as I read Paul's account of our Lord's giving of the Lord's Supper? For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. There is one statement from this well-known passage I want to emphasize in our brief discussion today, and that is, This do in remembrance of me. Do you understand from this reading why some refer to the Lord's Supper as a memorial feast? Rudyard Kipling, in the early 1900s, wrote a poem with the title Recessional. The first verse of that poem reminds us of the need not to forget the sacrifices which have been made for us. He was not speaking of the Lord's Supper, but the principle applies. God of our fathers, known of old, Lord of the far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget. Are human beings prone to forget the many blessings we have received from our ancestors and from our God? God knew the possibility of the Jews forgetting what He had done for them and leading them out of Egyptian bondage and giving them the promised land. He warned them, Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and let them depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them to your sons and your sons' sons. Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything. Deuteronomy 4:9-23. Tragically, the Jews did exactly the opposite of what the Lord wanted them to do. Of the rock that begot you, you are unmindful, and have forgotten God who formed you. Deuteronomy 32:18. Do these passages indicate that the Jews never mentioned the name of God or acknowledged in any way His existence? It means they chose to ignore what God had done for them and lived as if He did not exist. They were like the Gentiles in Paul's day. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting. Romans 1:28. Have Christians through the ages sometimes forgotten what God did for us through the death of our Lord on the cross? Are we sometimes tempted to forget God's gracious provisions for our salvation? You know the answer to these questions. You also know why the Lord's Supper was ordained as a memorial feast. Thank you, and may God bless you.